请弟兄姊妹们翻到罗马书十二章。
Brothers and sisters, turn to the book of Romans, chapter 12.
罗马书十二章，读第一节、第二节。
Read Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
我们低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，在你复活早晨，我们仍然靠着主恩典一同来到你施恩座前。
Lord, we thank you that by your grace we can come before you, before your throne of mercy.
每次我们来到你面前，我们真像诗歌所说，我们要寻求你的心意。
Every time we gather, we must, like the hymn says, seek your will.
我们要做一个讨你喜欢的人。
We want to be a people that are trying to please you.
我们感谢你，我们都是蒙恩的儿女。
We thank you that we are all children saved by grace.
我们乃是靠着恩典活在你面前。
And by grace we live before you.
我们乃是靠着恩典来走这条永生的道路。
And by grace we walk along the spiritual path.
因为早晨仍然求你借着你恩典的话，再来坚固我们的信心。
We ask that you would strengthen our hearts.
用你恩典的手来带领我们走这条道路。
And you would lead us with your gracious hand.
那我们看见实在一切都在乎你自己。
And that all things belong to you.
我们首先学习把我们自己交托在你的手中。
And we want to learn how to place ourselves into your hand.
你要带领我们，负我们一切责任。
And you would lead us and be responsible for us.
好，叫我们欢欢喜喜来跟随你。
And that we would joyfully follow after you.
早晨，你呢借着圣灵来帮助我们。
This morning, that your Holy Spirit would come and help us.
但许多熟悉的话重新说在我们心中。
That all these familiar words would once again be spoken into our hearts.
不仅我们所熟悉，乃是让我们生命里面来经历这些话的真实。
That we would not only just recognize the words, but that we would understand the truth of them.
好，叫你的旨意、你的工作最终成全在我们身上。
And that your will be made manifest within us.
我们把感谢赞美归给你。
We offer up our thanksgiving and praise to you.
我们将祷告都靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.让早晨呢，愿和弟兄姊妹一同来看活祭这件事情。
This morning we'd like to share with the brothers and sisters this idea of living sacrifice.
刚刚我们所读的这两节圣经，实在是许多基督徒非常熟悉的一句话。
And these two verses that we read should be very familiar with many Christians.
但是巴不得我们实在不仅熟悉，我们还是求神把这些话做在我们生命的当中。
But we should be more than familiar with them, but we should have these words be made real within us.
好，叫我们看见神的话是何等的真实。
And that we may see that the reality of the Lord's words.
神的话在我们生命里面，在我们生活里面，我们都可以来经历，可以来享受。
And that we can experience and enjoy all of God's words within us.
我们知道罗马书乃是教会书信的头卷书。
We know that the book of Romans is the first epistle in the
就是使徒所写书信的时间，罗马书不是最早写的。
Of course, it isn't the first epistle that was written.
但是为什么圣灵把罗马书摆在教会书信的头一卷？
But why did the Holy Spirit move the letter to the Romans to the beginning of this section?
因为罗马书可以说是圣经真理的一个根基。
It is because the book of Romans can be considered a foundation.
以后书信里面所有真理都是从罗马书引申出来的。
All the truth in the other epistles are found in Romans.
那罗马书告诉我们什么呢？
And what does the book of Romans tell us?
罗马书呢，是讲到一本神的福音的书。
The book of Romans is a book about the gospel.
使徒保罗在罗马书里面很清楚的、很完整的、很有系统的来说明神整个救恩救赎的计划是如何的完成的。
Paul, the Apostle Paul describes in Romans very clearly and very completely how the gospel has come to us.
他是从一个堕落的罪人开始说起。
He begins by speaking of a fallen sinner.
我们这些罪人是借主耶稣基督十字架救赎而被神称义。
And we were sanctified by Lord Jesus' sacrifice upon the cross.
我们不仅因信被神称义，今天也借着内住的圣灵住在我们心中。
And not only were we sanctified, but today the Holy Spirit is living within us.
圣灵在凡事上都要带领我们。
And the Holy Spirit will lead us in all things.
而最终借主耶稣第二次再来，把我们这些蒙恩的儿女一同带到荣耀里面。
Until the Lord Jesus comes again, and He will bring all of His children saved by grace into glory.
进到荣耀里面得荣耀，这是乃是福音最终所要完成的。
And to bring us all to glory is the end goal of the gospel.
这是神的福音的最终的目的。
And this is the purpose for the gospel.
所以这是整个罗马书的一个内容。
And this is the content of the whole book of Romans.
而从分段来说呢，第一章到第八章乃是。 让我们先看见我们这些不义的人，这些罪人。
So if we want to split into sections, the first eight chapters talks about us sinners who are unrighteous.
借着基督的救赎，也借着人的相信呢，我们能够在神面前成为个义人。
That all of us, through believing in the Lord Jesus,
我们不仅被神称义，今天圣灵住在我们里面。
Not only were we made righteous, but today,
这样这些人从此以后就可以随着圣灵而行，不再随着肉体而行。
That we would be able to live according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh.
能够体贴圣灵意思，不体贴肉体的意思。
That we would pursue the Spirit and not the flesh.
而让我们能够过一个圣洁的生活。
That we would be able to live a holy life.
因着我们是一个宿命的奴仆，因着我们是一个义的器皿。
To be a servant of righteousness in a useful vessel.
既然我们能够成为义，并且成为圣。
That we would be righteous and holy.
这是指的在地上的这一段的过程。
And this speaks of the happenings on earth today.
那第二大段呢，是从第九章到第十一章。
And the next section is from chapters 9 through 11.
在这里讲到以色列百姓、犹太人这神的儿女、神的百姓们。
Talks about the Jewish people in Israel, God's people.
神所有的应许、属灵的福气都是赐给他们，都应许要赐给他们的。
All of the Lord's promises and blessings were given to them.
神应许列祖们从亚伯拉罕开始，说到神儿子的名分、神的荣耀、神的许多应许诸约，都是以他们所立的。
That all the promises started from the forefathers with Abraham all the way to the Lord Jesus, all these promises were made to the Israelites.
但是因着以色列百姓的过失，他们的失败。
But because the Israelites failed,
救恩就临到外邦人的身上。
And salvation was poured out upon the Gentiles.
但是我们感谢神，保罗说神的话没有落空，神的应许没有被废去。
But we thank the Lord that Paul says that the gift and the calling of God are irrevocable.
神没有弃绝以色列百姓。
That the Lord has not abandoned.
神有一天要把以色列百姓重新转回，带回到他面前来。
That the Lord will one day redeem Israel and turn them back to Him.
有一天他要使以色列全家都得救。
And one day He will save all of the house of Israel.
因为神的应许和他信实，他选召是永远不后悔的。
Because the gift and the calling of God are irrevocable.
他是那位信实可靠的神。
He is a faithful God.
他在以色列百姓身上所做的显出神是那位丰富、有智慧、有知识的神。
We see that God is faithful and righteous and just.
虽然人没法判断、没法测度他的道路、明白他的心意是那么高。
Even though man cannot understand the fullness of his will and his purpose.
但是我们感谢神，神应许必终要成全。
But we thank the Lord that His promises will be accomplished.
这是罗马书第一章到第十章所告诉我们的。
The book of Romans chapter 1 through 11 tells us.
从十二章开始到十六章，又是新的一个段落。
And then chapters 12 through 16 is another new section.
这个段落说到什么呢？
What does this section talk about?
段落一开，这个十二章一开始的时候就告诉我们，头一个是说，所以弟兄们，所以。
So chapter 12 starts with therefore, brothers and sisters.
为神的慈悲劝你们。
By the mercies of God.
将身体献上当作活祭。
Present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice.
为什么保罗在这一开头告诉我们说所以？
Why does Paul start this section?
所以就是说他根据前面所说的话。
It means that it's related to what he said before.
在这里似乎好像有一个结论。
That this here is a conclusion.
所以弟兄们，你们底下应该这样子。
Therefore, you should do these things.
那么前面十一章，第一章到第十一章说了什么话呢？
So what does chapters 1 through 11 talk about?
从第一章到第十一章乃是说到我们现在原来不浅不义的人。
It talks that we were unrighteous and unworthy.
我们都在罪恶底下，我们都在定罪审判底下的人。
We were under God's judgment.
现在因着相信主耶稣基督，我们蒙恩得救了。
That today, because we believe in the Lord,
我们靠着耶稣的血，我们被神称义了。
And by Jesus' blood, we are made righteous.
不仅神被神称义，神的愤怒也不再临到我们身上。
And that God's judgment no longer comes upon us.
我们现在借主耶稣基督神儿子的死，我们重新与神和好了。
And that by Lord Jesus' death upon the cross, we are reconciled.
我们这些人已经从罪和死亡的律底下被释放、被拯救出来。
We have been set free from the bondage of sin and death.
现在我们可以靠圣灵住在我们里面。
And today we can rely upon the Holy Spirit.
我们现在可以靠圣灵过一个圣洁的一个生活。
And that we can rely upon the Holy Spirit to live a holy life.
并且我们有一个荣耀盼望。
And not only that, we have a glory.
而是当主耶稣基督第二次再来的时候。
That when the Lord Jesus returns again.
我们这些人身体要得赎。
That our bodies will be redeemed.
我们身体要改变。
And our bodies will be transformed.
我们要得到一个荣耀的身体，与主的荣耀身体相似。
And we will have this new glorious body like.
那一天我们要和主神的长子要拜，把我们这些众子一同带到荣耀国度里面。
And that he would lead us into his glorious kingdom.
这一切神都在基督耶稣里面已经做成了。
And all these things the Lord has already accomplished in the Lord Jesus.
我们这些人已经成为一个蒙恩的人。
We are a people that have already received grace.
我们都成为神的儿女。
We are all God's children.
所以他在这里说弟兄们。
So he says here, brethren.
现在保罗对这些蒙恩的儿女们，这些弟兄们说。
So now here Paul begins speaking to all of those children saved by grace.
神既然已经做了这一切了。
Because the Lord has already done all.
我们已经得到这个救恩，我们得到这个生命了。
We have already received the salvation.
所以。
Therefore.
现在我们要怎么样呢
？Now what should we do？
我们也知道罗马书十二章以后都是讲到基督徒在地上的一个属灵生活。
We know that starting from Romans 12, it talks about a Christian spiritual life on earth.
不仅有教会的生活，也有在社会上与人之间与这个的人的生活，也有彼此的关系。
Now it talks about life in church, but also life in society and relationships between people.
当保罗要开始讲到一个基督徒一个正常的基督徒生活的时候，他怎么说呢
？When Paul talks about a normal Christian life, what does he say?
他不是告诉我们说你应该开始怎样为主来活
？He doesn't begin by saying you should do these things and live for the.
你怎样该为主来工作
serve the Lord in this manner.
他还是说弟兄。们，我以神的慈悲来劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭。
He begins by saying, "Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice."
我们这罗马书十二章到第十六章，它整个记录主人的生活根基是什么
？We know that in chapters 12 to 16, what is the spiritual foundation?
还是根据十一根据第一章到第十一章所讲的这些真理。这些神的话
and it's based on the truth and God's word in chapters 1 through 11.
我们在圣经里面，特别在书信里面，常常看见一个模式，就是前面总是使徒们讲到神的真理。
We know that the epistles are often structured in a way that it begins with the apostles' truth.
然后才讲到基督徒的生活。
And then it talks about the Christian life.
所以我们看见基督徒是需要有生活的。
So we see that Christians have to have this life.
但是基督徒的生活是根据什么呢?
But what is this life based on?
基督徒的生活的基础在哪里呢?
What is the foundation or the base of Christian life?
基督徒的生活乃是在神的真理、神的话语上。
Our life is based on God's truth and His words.
只有基督徒站在这个真理的根基上，他才有个准确的生活。
Only by standing on this foundation can we live.
他才能过一个正常基督徒的生活。
How we can live a normal Christian life.
他必须有一个好、一个对的一个根基。
He must have first the right foundation.
若是没有一个对的根基，没有个基础的话，他生活是没办法被建立起来的。
If he isn't on the right foundation, then his life will not be able to be built up.
我们知道主耶稣也曾经讲到说两个根基。
Remember that the Lord Jesus once spoke of two foundations.
在马太福音第七章告诉我们说，他说一个聪明人他建造房子。
And Matthew chapter 7 he says, a wise man built a house.
那是建造在磐石上。
He built it upon the rock.
若是建造在磐石上的话，雨淋水冲，风吹呢也不倒塌。
And if he built his house upon the rock, when the rain fell and the flood came and the wind blew against the house, it did not fall.
一个无知的人，他把房子是盖在那个沙土上。And
a foolish man built his house upon the sand.
而当雨淋水冲，风吹的时候，他就倒塌了。When
the rain came and the flood, when the rain fell and the flood came and the wind blew.
所以我们看见房子倒塌。 或是不倒塌呢，是根据它的根基，根据它的基础是什么？
So we see that whether or not the house stood or fell is based on what its foundation was.
是，因为什么？我们知道，我们的整个生活就是一个建造的一个过程。
So we know that our life is a building process.
我们做每一件事情，说每一句话，都是说到我们在如何建造这个房子，建造这个工程。
Everything that we do and everything that we say is part of the process of being.
为什么今天许多基督徒在那好像没办法把属灵生活建立起来，属灵生命被建造起来呢？
Why is it that today some Christians seem that they can't build up their spiritual life?
不是他没有一点热心。
It's not that they lack fervor.
不是他没有一点心愿的追求主。
Or that they lack the desire to pursue the Lord.
而是因为他没有站在一个该站的一个地位、一个根基上。
It's because they're not standing on the foundation that they should be standing.
他不知道神的标准、神的心意是什么。
They don't know where God's standard and what His goals are.
因为根基不对,
because the foundation is wrong.
或者说甚至没有什么根基，没有什么基础。
Or that they have no foundation at all.
自然而然，雨淋、水冲、风吹这些难处来的时候呢，就倒塌下去了。
So when the rains fell and the floods came and the wind blew, or when trials come upon them,
他觉得可能我热心不够，所以再多热心一点。
So they might think, oh, maybe I'm not. Fervent enough, no,
他觉得我付的代价不够，我需要更多付代价来追求。
Or maybe I haven't sacrificed enough, and I'll sacrifice.
然后过一阵子呢，又倒塌下去了。
And then a period of time passes, and they'll fall again.
原来是根基的问题，原来是没有一个好的基础在那里。
And the problem is their foundation, that their foundation wasn't firm.
或是说他没有根据这个基础来过生活。
Or maybe they weren't. Building on the foundation to live their life.
所以我想这也是说到今天许多神的儿女为什么没有办法过一个正常基督徒的生活的一个问题所在。
So I think that this is one of the problems that causes Christians not to be able to live a normal Christian life.
真的渐渐渐进到一个地步，事情来的时候就倒下去了。
So they'll build and until this point where when troubles come, they'll fall over.
然后他重新再建造。
And so they'll have to start again to build.
那一到一件事情，他又倒下下去了。
And then when it meets another. Difficulty to fall over again.
一直没有办法把属灵的生活建立起来。
They're unable to build up their spiritual life.
一直没有办法过一个正常基督徒的生活。
They're unable to live a normal Christian life.
因为那是基础的问题。
And the problem is their foundation.
而当保罗讲到开始要过一个正常基督徒生活的时候呢，他又回到这个基础上。
So when Paul talks about living a Christian life, he returns to this foundation.
就罗马书整个来说啊，第一章到第十一章是整个十二章到十六章的一个基础、一个根基。So
his chapters 1 through 11 are the foundation for chapters 12 through 16.
而十二章第一节、第二节又说到一个主要的根基。And
in chapter 12 verses 1 and 2 is another part of his foundation.
所以当保罗对这些已经蒙到神恩典、得到神永远生命的人，他们开始要过一个基础生活的时候。
When he talks to these Christians are beginning to live a Christian life.
他不是一开头说你做基督徒应该这样生活那样生活，你应该做这个做那个。
He doesn't begin by saying, now that you're a Christian, you should do this and that.
他头一件事情呢是说将身体献上当作活祭。
Says, present your body a living and holy sacrifice.
这是整个基督徒属灵生活，正常基督徒生活的一个基础。
So this is the base for the normal Christian life.
只有在这个基础上，他才可能过一个正常基础的生活。
And only upon this foundation can you live a normal Christian life.
他知道他是怎样一种人，他是怎样一个身份的人，他是怎样一种人。
So you know what kind of person he is.
他知道他的身份是什么。
He knows what his life comes from.
他才知道如何来过生活。
Then he would be able to live.
我们也说过，一个人生活常常是表明他的身份是什么。
So often we say, the life they live shows the life that they have within them.
或是说，一个人他现在知道他的身份、他的地位是什么，他才知道如何来生活，如何来做一些工作，他配合他那个身份。
So, a person needs to know their position and the life that they have within them before they can live out.
就像一个医生，他知道他的身份就是医生。
So a doctor knows his position is.
自然他知道他的工作就是医病，把这些病人的病治好，这是他的工作，这是他的责任。So
he knows his job is to heal people. This is his responsibility.
他不会去做别的事情。He
won't go and do other things.
所以有时候我们看报纸说，有时候在飞机上有一个旅客不舒服，然后他就广播。So
sometimes we hear on an airplane that the pilot.
飞机上，对。
A passenger is feeling unwell, and then they'll announce something.
问看看飞机上有没有是医生的，请你赶快过来帮忙。
And they'll ask, "Are there any doctors aboard? Can you please come and help?"
会不会很多人跑过来？我想大概不会。
Would a lot of people run up and try to help?
只有那个医生，他知道他的身份，他工作就是有病人有需要，他就赶快过来帮忙。
Only those who are actually doctors who know their job. That their responsibility is to help people, they would go and.
所以一个人必须要先认识他的身份是什么，他才知道准确来过那种生活。
So only when a person knows what their position is, would they know how to live.
他若不清楚他身份是什么，他不知道该做什么，也许他觉得应该做这个，应该做那个。
If they're unclear about what their position is, they're unsure of what to do. They might try to do this.
结果他所做的事情完全跟他身份不相符合。
And maybe the things that they do are completely opposite of what their position.
所以保罗一开头要讲到基督徒的属灵生活的时候，
So when Paul talks about a Christian life,
他还是头一件事情让这些蒙恩的人知道一件事。
The first thing he tells all of us who have received
this, 或说他们所做头一件事情，
That the first thing that they should do,
乃是将自己的身体献上当作活祭。
To present your body as a living and holy sacrifice.
那就是讲到一个奉献。
And it's talking about a sacrifice.
什么,
an offering.
什么是奉献呢?
And what is offering?
奉献就是在那里承认一个事实。
It is to admit to a truth.
我是属主耶稣基督的人。
That I belong to the Lord Jesus.
我不再是属于自己。
I don't belong to myself.
因为是他重价所买赎回来的人。
Because he paid a great price to redeem me.
我整个生活根据是 根据主人的话，主人意识。
That my whole life is now for my master and his.
我不再照自己的生活，照自己意识在过生活。
It is no longer my own will, by my own will that I live.
所以为什么这个祭物是活的，不是死的呢？
Why is this offering living and not dead?
我们知道在旧约所有祭物摆在祭坛上都是死掉。
We know that in the Old Testament, all the offerings placed on the altar are dead.
但是在旧约有一个祭物，就是我们这些人。
But now we have this offering, which is us.
当我们把我们自己当作一个祭物放在祭坛上的时候，
When we place ourselves as an offering upon the altar,
神告诉我们说，这是一个活的祭。
The Lord tells us that this is a living.
那意思就是说，这个祭物它在祭坛上，它继续活的。
That this offering that's placed on the altar is still alive.
他继续要生活下去的。
It has to continue living.
这个就是讲到基督徒 属灵生活是怎么一个生活。
So it tells us what kind of life a Christian life is.
他生活的基础在哪里？他的根基在哪里？
What is its foundation?
那是在祭坛上。
And its foundation is on the altar.
只有一个人放在祭坛上的时候，他才有一个正常属灵的生活。
Only when a person places himself upon the altar will he be able to live a normal Christian life.
那讲到祭坛的时候，
we talk about the altar.
我们祭坛乃是说到一个救赎的一个地方。
The altar talks about a place of salvation.
说到一个人蒙恩的一个地方。
A place where a person has received grace.
所以看见一个基督徒他开始要过正常的基督徒生活的时候，他头一个乃是站在这个恩典的地位上。
So when a person begins to live a spiritual Christian life, they have to stand upon this place of grace.
他看见他是一个蒙恩的人。
They have to see that they have received grace.
他看见他是已经一个得救的一个人。
They have to see that they are already.
他整个生活是站在这个根基上。
And that their entire lives, they're standing on this altar.
所以保罗在第五章告诉我们说，我们的信就进到站，就进入站在这个恩典的地位上。
So he says, well, let's enter and stand on this place of grace.
所以说我们看见一个基督徒怎么样过地上的生活呢？
So how does a Christian live their life here on earth?
看见我们原来是站在这个恩典的地位上。
That we have to see that we stand in this place.
不仅我们得救的时候是恩典。
Not only when we are saved that we.
我们开始过生活的时候仍然是恩典。
That when we begin to live, it is also grace.
所以保罗告诉我们说，我们在世为人不靠人的聪明，乃是靠神的恩典。
That now we no longer rely upon the wisdom of man, but upon the grace of God.
靠神的恩典也可以直接翻译说在这个恩典上。在这个恩典上
upon this grace.
所以我们看见基督徒不仅蒙恩从恩典开始，
so Christians don't begin when they
他开始过生活也是一直靠着恩典。
When they continue to live, it is also
他不是靠自己的力量在那边过生活。
They don't live upon their own strength.
若是靠自己的话，我们多少有一些经，我们是活得非常辛苦，非常吃力。
If we try to live on our own strength, it is extremely difficult, really tiring.
我们许多事情，神所要的我们做不到，我们活不出来那个光景。
A lot of things that the Lord asks us to do, we won't be able to succeed in. We won't be able to.
当我们去读神许多话的时候，我们看见这个标准、这个要求实在太高了。
When we read God's word, we see that His standards, His requirements are too high.
谁能够行出来呢？
Who will be able to accomplish that?
但是若是一个人看见他今天是站在恩典的地位上，
But if a person sees that today they are standing upon grace,
他整个生活基础是根据恩典，
That their entire lives are founded on this grace,
他生活起来的时候就不是那么难了。
And when they begin to live, they find that it's not that difficult.
虽然好像要求是那么高，标准也是那么高，
You may see that the calling of the Lord and the standard of God is
但神的话却告诉我们说，我的恩典够你用。
Lord's words tell us that my grace is sufficient.
所以我们诗歌96首有一句话，副歌有一句话说。
So in our hymn book, hymn 96, there's this.
恩典过用力，我永不敢力求。
All sufficient grace, error exhaustless grace.
基督活在我心中，在我卑微的心中。
Christ that speaks within my heart, His humble dwelling place.
原来是基督活在我的心中。
We can see that it is Christ that is living within us.
原来我们在开始过基督生活的时候，不是凭着我们自己在过生活。
It is Christ living within us, not us living.
那是基督在我们里面活。
And it is Christ that is living for us.
所以为什么使徒保罗写信给哥林加太教会的时候
？So when Paul writes to the Galatians,
加太教会问题就是说，他们凭自己要在那过基督的生活。
The problem with the church of Galatians is they're trying to live the Christian life.
他们凭着自己要在那遵行神的律法。
And they're trying in their own strength to pursue the law of the Lord.
使徒保罗就告诉他们说。
So, Apostle Paul tells them.
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
So I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
所以我们看见基督徒属灵生活，那生活秘诀在哪里呢？生活秘诀是可以的。生活秘诀是可以的。
So what is the secret of living a Christian life?
看见我已经和基督同钉十字架了。
It's the thing that we are already nailed to the cross.
主已经把这个救恩已经做成了。
That God has already accomplished his salvation.
我能够活, 不是因着我,
I can live not because of
God. 我能够活, 乃是基督在我里面活,
I'm living because Christ is living in me.
所以我们看见基督徒的生活仍然是在一个恩典的原则底下。
So we see that this life of Christ is underneath grace as well.
为什么今天许多神儿女他活得那么吃力那么辛苦呢? 因为他仍然是活在那个律法原则底下。
Why is our life oftentimes such a struggle? It's because we're living under the law.
他仍然凭着自己要达到神的要求。
And they're trying to by their own strength accomplish God's
试一试两次可以。
Maybe once or twice they can succeed.
试两次第三次他就不行了。
But the third time, they'll fail.
因为我们若其毫无良善,
because our flesh is completely unrighteous.
只有我们在那里知道一件事实,
until we see this truth,
我已经与基督同钉十字架了,
I have already been crucified with Christ.
他死就是我的死,
His death was my death.
我今天能够活, 乃是因着他恩典而活着,
today I am alive because of His grace.
我能够活, 乃是因为基督在我里面的活,
I am alive today because Christ is living in me.
所以基督徒开始要过生活的时候, 头一个要看见我们是站在这个恩典的根基上。
When we begin to live a Christian life, we have to see that our foundation is upon this.
这是我们生活的头一个基础。
This is the first, the beginning of our life.
祭坛呢，第二方面说到一个奉献的地方。
The second part of the altar talks about a place of sacrifice.
所以在这里让我们看见一件事情。
So it lets us see one thing.
一个人得救的时候, 也就是他奉献的时候。
When a person is saved, it is when they offer themselves up.
今天人常常以为奉献是等到我信主多年以后, 对属灵事情知道多一点, 稍微长大成熟一点, 我才来奉献。
Many people think that offering themselves up is when you've been a Christian for many years and you've grown a little bit and then you can think, oh, okay, now I can offer myself.
但圣经却让我们看见呢, 得救的时候就是一个奉献的时候。
Bible shows us that when we are saved at that moment, we are.
我们从以色列百姓历史里面，我们也看见这件事情。
And from the Israelite history, we can see this as well.
当以色列百姓他们要出埃及的时候，因着羔羊的血拯救他们。
When the Israelites were about to leave Egypt, it was by the blood of the lamb that saved them.
他们在那里有血在他们房子上，他们在那吃的羔羊的肉。
They placed the blood on their doorposts and then they ate the blood.
审判越过他们, 他们得到那个基督做他们的生命。
And God's judgment passed over them, and they received the life of Christ.
他们开始要出埃及, 他们准备走一条属天的道路, 属灵的道路。
When they were leaving Egypt, they're preparing to walk this is heavenly and spiritual path.
就是我们现在说, 他们要开始过一个正常基督徒的生活呀。
So, in a way, we can say that they were beginning to walk a normal Christian life.
但是他们要开始过这条属灵生活的时候, 神在同时对他们说,
But while they were beginning this path, the Lord at the same time told them,
你们要将头生的长子牲畜都要数出来, 分别为圣归给我。
All of the firstborns from the people and from your livestock, you have to separate them and give them to me.
所以我们看见就以色列百姓同样, 他们要做基督徒属灵道的时候, 他们头一个乃是要奉献。
So likewise, when the Israelites were leaving Egypt, when they were saved, they had to offer up sacrifice.
所以当使徒保罗从第一章到十一章把神的救恩、神的福音讲完以后,
So when Paul finished talking about the gospel from chapters 1 through 11,
这些收信的人, 他们都是蒙恩的人了呀。
All those people that received his letters were already saved.
保罗教导他们开始你们要过基督徒的生活。
And Paul was going to teach them how they were to live.
你们怎么样才能过一个正常基督徒生活呢?
So how should they live a normal Christian life?
头一个就是将自己的身体献上当作活祭。
The very first thing to do is to present your body as a living sacrifice.
那就说你不仅是站在这个恩典的地位上来过生活,
Not only that you're standing upon this place of grace to live your life.
你也是站在这个奉献的地位上来过生活。
You're also standing on this place of offering.
看见我们这些人都是属神的人, 是属主的人, 不再是属于自己。
That all of us are now belonging to the Lord, not belonging to ourselves.
身体献上就是把我们这个全人献上。
To offer up your body is to offer up your entire self.
因为身体就包括我们灵魂体。
So because this body is made up of our spirit.
我们这些属神的人, 我们不再管理我们自己。
That all of us belong to the Lord are no longer responsible for ourselves.
那是他来支配我们的 灵支配我们魂，支配我们的身体。
He has
control.
He's controlling our spirit, soul, and body.
在这里，生活是站在这个奉献的根基上。生活是站在这个奉献的根基上。
So our lives are standing upon this place of offering.
当一个人站在这个奉献的根基上，他知道他的身份是什么。
When a person stands in this place of sacrifice, they know what his position is.
他知道他是一个奉献的人。
They know that he is a person who gives offering.
他许多生活行事为人，他就不是凭着他自己。
So all of his actions, his dealings with other people, are
需要根据里面的灵的感觉，需要。当灵在那里，主圣灵在那里管理支配我们的时候，自然我们明白了，我们就借着我们的心思意念，我们在那里感谢神，我们把我们感情、爱在都归给神。
That all that we have belongs to the Lord, and we have to give up our thanksgiving.
然后我们外面就有了行动。
And so outwardly we will have these actions.
我们就按着他心意在那里外面来过生活。
By the moving of the Holy Spirit within us, then we will act outwardly.
所以我们看见一个人若没有站在这个奉献的根基上，他是不可能过一个正常基督徒的生活。
Therefore, if someone doesn't have this position of offering and sacrifice, then
今天人常常以为神许多丰富、许多要求是一种律法。
Many people today would think that all of these rules and regulations are an outward law.
是一种要求，是一种人的规定。
It's like a man's decision, declaration.
所以他觉得说，我不需要来照这些话行，我不需要随这些规定去行。
So they may think I don't have to live according to these rules and regulations.
我凭着我自己的感觉，我的感动，我来做这个做那个。
Whenever I feel moved, I'll do this or that.
结果我们看见整个属灵生活就一直没办法建立起来。
And then we'll see that their spiritual life cannot be built up.
我们常有弟兄在那边常常也提到一件事情，好像是非常简单的事情。
And many times brothers and sisters will bring up this point, and it seems to be very simple.
一再的提就是聚会，盼望弟兄姊妹能够准时到。
And the thing is that they keep asking is whenever we gather, we ask that the brothers and sisters.
人把它当作一种律法的规定。
Man would consider it a requirement of the law.
因此人把它当作律法的规定，所以人永远做不到。
That if we consider it a point of law, then upon our own strength, we won't be able to.
你可以准时一次，可以准时两次。
You can be on time once or twice.
第三次你就准时不了了。
And the third time, you'll be late.
因为圣经很清楚告诉我们，
Because the Bible tells us very
clearly, 每一个人可以遵循神的律法。
That everyone can succeed in God's.
因为你对神的心意、对神的话是把它当作律法来看。
Because you consider God's words as laws.
自然而然，没有一个人能够遵守神的律法。
Therefore, no one can succeed at following God's.
我们看见保罗。
You see Paul.
保罗他说：“我不是一个没有律法的人。
”I am not a lawless person.
我在神面前，在基督面前，基督就是我的律法。
When I stand before Christ, then Christ is my law.
基督的生命在我里面。
The life of Christ is within me.
基督在里面支配管理我。
His life controls me.
他是我的律法。
He is my law.
我在他底下。需要受他的支配。
Under him, I have to follow his command.
是生命的感觉力量在带领我。
The Holy Spirit is leading and guiding me.
当人看见原来是基督在我里面，是我的律法的时候。
When people see me and the Christ in me, that Christ is my law.
外面这些表现就很容易了。
And the outward expression becomes
就不会很吃力了，就不会很吃力。
And it won't be very difficult.
因为你去遵守的时候是很自然，因为是基督在里面活着。
When you live, it becomes very natural because
因为是生命里面一个要求
，and it is a requirement from your life.
时间一到，你觉得应该起床了。
When the time comes, you feel naturally feel up.
这是不是外面人的规矩要求
？It's not man's outward requirement upon.
那是基督在里面的一个催促。
But an urging of the Christ within.
那是生命在里面的一个动力。
It's the moving of the Holy Spirit within.
那是恩典在里面的扶持。
And it is the grace within you lifting
up. 自然而然，聚会准时是很容易的事情。
Then naturally, coming to church on time becomes.
并且要成为很自然的事情。
And it becomes very natural.
一点都不辛苦。
And not even.
欢欢喜喜的来到神面前。
Will joyfully come before the Lord.
但是若是人一直把这些都当作律法的话。
But But if man continues to consider these things law,
一点点小, 一点点的要求都做不到,
even the slightest requirement becomes.
因为神话是很清楚的,
because God's word is very clear.
没有一个人能够凭着自己遵行神的律法,
because not a single person by their own will can.
能够守住神的话呢，是站在恩典的地位上.
Only those. The only people that can accomplish.
那是看见我是一个奉献的人.
And to see that they are.
那是看见我是一个属神的人.
That they belong to the Lord.
今天不能再随我的意思过生活.
It's not my own will that I live today.
我们看主耶稣在地上的时候也是一样.
We see the Lord Jesus when He was on earth.
他在地上，他是生活完全是受天父的指配.
That when He lived. He lived according to the Heavenly Father's will.
他在地上生活行动完全是受天的约束.
And all that he did was living according to the Heavenly calling.
有一次，犹太人都要上耶路撒冷去过节.
So there was this holiday.
那个泰伯纳。
The Feast of the Tabernacle. And all of the Jews were together.
他的弟兄对他说：“你也要和人家一同上去过节，因为人若是要显扬自己，没有在暗处行的。”
So his brother told them, "You should gather together with everyone else."
In the 主要是说，你们的时候常是方便的，你们的时候常是方便的。
They said, "Your time is." Is often convenient.
我的时候不方便.
It is not convenient.
主耶稣在地上生活，他常常觉得不方便.
When the Lord lived here on earth, he also
常常觉得受限制.
Things were inconvenient to him, and he was very limited.
好像有点不太自由一样.
As if he wasn't really free.
他不是想要做这个就可以去做那个，要到哪里就可以做那到哪里.
He couldn't just go here or there wherever he wanted.
他是 受天父的指示.
He was under the guidance by the Heavenly Father.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是不是常常在生活里面常常觉得很不方便？
Brothers and sisters, often do we feel that our lives are inconvenient?
还是觉得生活很方便，我要做什么都好像我要做就去做了，好像没有什么受限制的感觉？
Or can we do whatever we want and we don't feel restricted in any way?
有一次在一列火车上。
There's one time. Upon a train.
有四个人，因为那个火车是两个两个可以对面的这样坐着的。
Because the seating was so that you know there are four people that you can sit two by two and face.
因为这是一个长途的一个火车。
This is a long distance train.
那刚好有四个人两个两个这样对面坐着。
So there's four people that are facing each other.
那其中因为觉得太无聊，其中有一个人就拿起牌来说啊，我们就趁这段时间打打牌。
So. You know, one person was feeling kind of bored. He said, "Took out a pack of cards and said, 'Let's take his time and play some cards.'"
那其中有一个人就说,
and among them, one of them said,
啊,对不起,很不方便.
He said, "I'm sorry, this is not very good for me."
因为我没有带手出来。 So hand.
I didn't bring my hands with me.
因为我的手不是我的。
Because these hands aren't mine.
我手是有另外一个主人的。
My hands have a different owner.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个奉献的人。
This is a person who is a sacrifice.
在我们生活里面，这都是很实际的事情。
In our lives, this should be a reality.
但是我们看今天多少神的儿女们。
We see today how many of God's children.
生活太方便了，是不是？
Their lives are too convenient.
我今天不来就不来，没有怎么样。
I don't feel like coming today, so I won't.
也不需要请假，对不对？不需要跟教会某个人请假，那没有必要，是不是？
I don't even have to take a day off. I don't have to, you know, inform someone at church.
但不是说要请假，我们上班不去的话，那就有什么事要是临时生病，还会打电话请假，是不是？
If you're, you know, taking a day off from work, or if you're sick or something happened, you still call the office and tell them.
有时候老板说不行不行，今天太忙，一定要来，还是要去。
And sometimes your boss might say, "No." Yeah, we're too busy today, you have to come in. You
know, 觉得很不方便,
even though it might be inconvenient to you.
因为他有一个主人在那里, 有一个老板在那里,
because they have a master, they have their boss.
但是反看我们基督徒们呢,
but when we look at Christians,
实在是非常方便,
our lives are too convenient.
方便到一个地步, 安排业服事也不需要打个招呼就不来了。
And to the point where even if you're scheduled to serve, if you didn't feel like coming, you just don't show up. Don't even.
这些不过是说到我们不是一个奉献的人。
This tells us that we are not a people of that are sacrificed.
若是我们真是一个奉献的人，是摆在这个祭坛上的一个人。
If we are people of sacrifice, they are placed upon this altar.
在生活上很多事情，我们觉得说我做这个事情是不是合宜，还是不合宜？
A lot of things that we do, we should consider, are these things, should we do them or not?
主是不是喜悦？
Would the Lord be pleased?
若是我去做的话，主不喜悦，我就不能去做。
If I were to do this and the Lord is not pleased, then maybe I shouldn't do it.
我是不是该到那个地方去？
Should I go to this place?
是不是该做那些事，办那些事情？
Should I you know, accomplish these things?
若是影响到我追求，影响到服事，我就觉得不方便。
If we consider what?
都是影响到我服事，我就。哦，if it interferes with my service, 有这样感觉的人，说明他是一个奉献的人。
People that have this feeling, it testifies that they are a person.
说明他是摆在祭坛上的一个人。
It shows that they are a person placed upon the altar.
自然在凡事上，他就不敢随自己意思这么写。
In all things that they aren't willing to do.
他会稍微停下来，稍微思考一下。
They'll stop and consider for a moment.
这个事情真的那么重要，需要下去做吗？
Is this thing so important that I have to do it now?
那个地方真的是需要去吗？
Or these things, should I?
我是不是有其他更好的选择？
Do I have a better option?
更能够显出我是一个蒙恩的儿女。
A better way of showing that I am a child saved by grace.
更能够与我所蒙恩相称。
Is it compatible with the grace that I have received?
所以弟兄姊妹，头一个，第二个，我们看见一个能够过正常基督徒生活的人，他都是一个奉献的人。
So see, brothers and sisters, everyone who lives a normal Christian life, they are a person of sacrifice.
因为他 每一件事情都是要讨神欢喜。
Everything they do, they seek to please the Lord.
所以我们看见基督徒要过一个正常生活，头一件事情就是奉献。
So for Christians, the first thing that they have to do is sacrifice.
奉献目的是什么？要讨他的欢喜。
What is the purpose of sacrifice?
要得他喜悦。
To please the Lord.
早晨我们主学讲到利未记。
This morning we shared a little bit about Leviticus.
利未记乃是一开头让我们看见神在会幕里面呼召摩西。
In Leviticus, we see that in the tabernacle, the Lord called to Moses.
利未记乃是对那些已经蒙恩的从埃及出来的那些以色列百姓说话。
It is for all of, it is for all those Israelites that have left Egypt.
会幕已经建立起来了。
The tabernacle has already been built.
神吩咐他们要在会幕开始过敬拜侍奉的生活。
He's showing them how they should live in the tabernacle.
他们开始要走一条属灵的道路，往神的应许地迦南而去。
And how the path that they should walk.
当神要开始让他们走这条道路，带领他们走这条道路的时候，
When the Lord is showing them how they should walk along this path.
利未记开头讲到五个祭。
Leviticus begins with five different sacrifices.
燔祭、素祭、平安祭、赎罪、赎愆祭。
So the burnt offering, the grain offering, the peace offering, sin offering, and guilt offering.
为什么利未记开头是从燔祭开始？
So why does Leviticus begin with the burnt offering?
最后才讲到赎愆祭。
And it ends with the guilt offering.
就是我们得救经历来说，我们是从赎愆祭开始的。赎愆祭。
So when we say we think we begin with the guilt offering,
那就是说， 我们看见我们许多的罪，很明显的罪，我们看见我们是一个罪人，我们需要主耶稣基督的救赎。
That we begin by thinking that we're such sinners that we need salvation from Christ.
那我们基督徒的生活过一阵子之后，我们发觉还不是外面一些犯罪行为而已。
And after we become Christians for a little while, we may find that it's not just our outward sin.
那看见原来我们这个人就是一个罪人。
That we ourselves are a sinner. That sin is within us.
所以需要献赎罪祭。 因为赎罪祭没有特定说你犯了什么罪要献这个赎罪祭。
Because the sin offering doesn't have any specific, you did this.
赎罪祭是说到我们这个就是一个罪人，所以你需要献赎罪祭。
So the sin offering says, acknowledges that you are yourself are a sinner and you need to offer up this sin offering.
然后再往前一点，我们看见我们一个罪人，我们先献上赎罪祭的时候，我们就再来享受平安祭。
And then after the sin offering, see that we can go to the peace offering and we can
我们看见我们这个人已经与基督同钉十字架，主已经解决我们这个人的问题了。
We see that we are already crucified with Christ, that the Lord has already dealt with our sin.
我们里面才有真正的平安。
And that then, only then can we have true peace within us.
当我们在享受神的平安的时候，再往前一点的时候，我们就献上赎祭。
And after we have enjoyed God's peace for a while, we move forward a little more, then we have the,
我们就开始可以过一个圣洁公义的生活。
The grain offering, and then we can live off.
更深晚一点说，我们看见我们应该完全奉献给神，属他的人。
And then only a little bit further, we see that we need to offer up all of ourselves to.
这个得救的经历过程应该是从赎愆祭开始的。
So this is the experience of salvation. We start from the guilt offering.
但是，伊利未之人是对那些已经蒙恩的，不是要得救的人说的话。 已经蒙恩。
But in Romans 12, it is not, he's not speaking to people that aren't saved yet. These are already believers.
So, 利未记告诉我们这些以色列百姓已经得救的人，开始要过一个属灵的生活，开始要过一个服侍的、侍奉神的生活，过一个圣洁的生活，从哪里开始呢？
So, Leviticus likewise is for the Israelites. They have already left Egypt, so they're already saved. So where does their offering begin?
从燔祭开始。
Begins with the burnt offering.
燔祭是个全然的奉献。
And it is an offering of the entire person.
除了一张生疏的皮没有烧掉，其他所有的内脏都烧在祭坛上。
Maybe the skin might be burned, but everything else is burned upon the altar. Because this offering talks about that the person who's doing the offering has this desire.
他得神的喜悦,
to please the Lord.
他盼望能够得到神的悦纳,
that the Lord would be pleased with them.
所以他把他自己奉献给神,
so he offers himself up to the Lord.
然后以色列百姓他才能够继续往前走。
And then only then can the Israelites continue to move forward.
所以从旧约到新约，我们都看见这个属灵事迹原则是这样子的。
So we see from the Old Testament to the New Testament that the spiritual truth is this.
所以使徒保罗要告诉这些蒙恩的基督徒们，你该怎样过一个正常基督徒生活的时候
？So when Paul talks to these believers and says, you know, when you begin to live a normal Christian life,
你要将自己身体献上当做活祭。
First thing you should do is to offer yourselves up.
只有你站在这个奉献的根基上，这个基础上，你才有个正常生活，基础生活。
When you're built upon this foundation, can you live a normal Christian?
但是保罗在这里怎样来劝这些？ 蒙恩的人怎样奉献呢？
So how does he encourage these people that are saved to offer?
他说：“以神的慈悲劝你们。”
Says, brethren, by the mercies of God.
保罗在这里不是命令他们。
Paul here isn't commanding them.
甚至好像也不是在吩咐他们。
He isn't even
吩咐他们 command.
Yeah, commanding them.
他说：“我以神的慈悲。” 劝你们，这个劝呢，放在更好，应该是恳求你们。
It says, brethren, by the mercies of God, I urge you. A better translation would be, I beg you.
我们知道我们这些悖逆的人。
You know that all of us corrupt people.
人若吩咐我们，或者命令我们做什么事，我们里面是很不喜欢的。
If people command us to do something, we know that within ourselves, we really don't like it.
你越吩咐，越命令我，越不愿意照你的话去行。
The more you press us up, the more we resist.
所以好像神也知道我们本性是这样子。So
it seems that the Lord understands our nature.
他说：“我以神的慈悲来恳求你们。”Says,
brethren, by the mercies of God, I beg you.
我以神的慈悲、慈爱、怜悯来恳求你们。By
God's mercy and grace and love, I ask you.
所以我们看见这些乐意把自己奉献给神的人，都是因着神的慈悲，都是因着神的慈爱。
So those who are willing to present their bodies as living holy sacrifices are moved by God's mercy and His love.
因为保罗在以弗所第二章也告诉我们。
So Paul also says in Ephesians chapter 2.
他说神既有丰富的怜悯。
For God being rich in mercy.
因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯罪恶当中的时候，叫我们与基督同活，一同活过来。
That
Chapter 2, 14.
For he himself is our...
But
God being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. People are willing to offer up the sacrifice themselves because they were moved by God's
love.
Because His mercy shows His great love to us.
他们经历过耶稣基督大爱的人,
and they've experienced God's love.
所以保罗说, 是基督爱在里面充击了我,
and so Paul says that God's love has filled me.
像我们这些, 因着主耶稣基督的死, 叫我们这些人不再死,
so that we would no longer die.
不叫我们不再死,
called us to that we were no longer dead, but that we would live for our Lord who has died in our
life. So what is the action of someone
who is living for the Lord?
是基督的爱, 是基督的怜悯,
it is by God's love and His mercy.
不是神在吩咐命令他们,
it is not that Lord is commanding,
乃是他们尝过神恩典的人,
these people have tasted of the Lord's.
他们知道这个爱是何等的长阔高深,
and they know the breadth and length and height and depth.
他们不得不把自己奉献给神,
then they feel that they have to offer up,
因为一生为他而活, 一生来讨他欢喜,
and that they want to spend their whole lives pursuing the Lord.
他们愿意过他们愿意他们一生的生活以这个所蒙恩的所蒙的恩相称,
so that they would be worthy of the grace that was given to them.
就说他们生活显出来证明他们这些门到神大恩的一般人,
that what they do shows that they are have received such great grace.
所以愿意把身体当作活祭放在祭坛上,
then they are willing to offer themselves up as a living holy.
所以我们看基督徒能够过一个正常生活需要站在一个奉献的地位上,
so we see that Christians, when they want to live a normal Christian life, they have to stand upon the altar.
若是没有奉献是不可能过一个正常基督徒生活,
and if they're not willing to sacrifice, then they cannot live a normal Christian life.
第三个祭坛,
the third
祭坛,
part of the altar.
说到一个死亡那个地方,
talks about a place of death.
因为所有祭物在这里都是被烧死了,
because all the sacrifices upon this altar are burned.
所以我们看基督徒属灵生活根基是什么,
so we see what is another foundation of a Christian life.
不仅看见我们是站在恩典地位上,
not only do we see that we're standing in a place of grace,
不仅因着这个恩典我们乐意把自己奉献给神做一个奉献的人,
and not only are we moved by this grace to want to sacrifice ourselves to the Lord,
在实际的操练生活里面呢, 就是又一个舍己的生活, 舍己, deny,
so it is living a life of sacrifice, of denying yourself.
因为在这里祭物它都烧成灰了, 不再有他自己了,
because the whole offering is burnt into ashes. It's not themselves anymore.
这个舍己的生命, 这个己的生命, 在那边被烧掉了,
because the old life is burned away.
在这里所显明出来这个复活生命,
and the new life is a resurrection.
只有这个生命在那里才能继续活下去,
and only with this new resurrection life can you continue.
所以我们看基督徒正常生活是基督里面生活的表现,
so we see that a normal Christian life is expressing the life of Christ.
那是因为我们自感愿意舍己, 愿意应该否认我们自己,
and that we're willing to sacrifice and to deny ourselves.
这不是一个道德修养的一种表现, 道德修养,
This is not an issue of morality.
虽然好像外面好像跟许多人好行为好像类似,
we're not like other people.
但是他们的动力, 他们的源头呢, 是从基督的生命而来的,
but the source of our actions is the Lord Jesus.
所以我们也看见, 一个基督徒若不是站在这个根基上, 他也是没有办法过一个正常基督生活,
a Christian is not standing upon this foundation, they cannot live in all.
我想这个三个条件应该是同时存在的,
I think that all three of these conditions should exist at the same time,
或者说应该是同时在应用的,
and they should be used at the same time.
但是很可惜, 我们看见今天许多神儿里面, 为什么不能过一个正常基督生活呢?
But unfortunately today, why do we see so many Christians unable to live a normal Christian life?
我们刚刚说到, 可能把神的话当作律法, 所以他也达不到,
Some people may consider God's words to be like laws.
可能他也在热心追求服事，但是好像没有办法过正常基督徒的生活。
They may be fervent and willing to serve the Lord, but they can't live a normal.
因为他不愿舍己。
Because they're not willing to sacrifice.
常常在那里好像意见不合的时候，他就坚持自己，他就不愿放下自己。
When things don't go their way, they seem to be unwilling to lay themselves down.
自然而然就服侍不下去，就活不下去了。
And then they won't be able to continue serving. They won't be able to continue living.
然后房子又倒塌下去了。
And then the house falls over.
所以我们看今天许多神的儿女一直活在这个光景里面。
So we see many brothers and sisters are living in these conditions.
为什么有的基督徒信主以后，这个教会待个5年，那个教会待个3年就换教会呢？
Why do we see people today that maybe they'll go to this church for 5 years and then this church for 3 years and then they just switch it?
为什么有的人一蒙恩得救，除非他搬家换地方，他一待就是20年、30年，在一个聚会里面。
So why do we see some people when they become saved, they stay in one church unless they move or you know?
不是外面服事热心不热心的问题。
It's not an outward desire to serve.
那是一个人愿不愿站在一个死的地位上。
But it is whether or not they're willing to stand in this place.
圣经让我们看见，只有先死才能活。
We see that the Bible tells us first there must be death before you can.
一个要当活祭的人，他之所以能够活。
For a person to be a living sacrifice and live,
他必须要先死。
They first have to die.
但是我们看见今天多少神的儿女为什么不能够过一个正常基督徒生活，仍然是关键在这里。
So we see why so many Christians can't live a normal Christian life.
问题都是在我们这个人身上。
The problem is within us.
喜欢换这个地方换那个地方。
They want to change from this place to that place.
甚至小的，就是小的范围来说。 小的范围。
In a smaller context.
我被安排在这个区聚会，不是在那个区，但是我就不喜欢在这个区，我就要跑到那个区聚会。
I might be assigned to this group to gather, but I want to go to that group. So
为什么？因为我觉得在这我比较舒服一点，我比较方便一点。
You know, maybe I like this place better. It's more convenient for me.
这些都说到我们这个真实的光景。
This talks of our reality.
所以弟兄姊妹，基督徒的属灵生活都不是好像很大的事情。
So that in our Christian life, these might not seem to be, might not be. So in every day, in all of our service, we can learn this lesson. So that the problems prevent us from building up. Because we don't have this foundation.
他们有个根基。
They don't have the space.
不管你在上面多再花多少力气去建造，
no matter how much effort you spend in building it up,
一点小事情来就倒下去了。
A small little thing will come and then you fall over.
一点难处来的时候就活不下去了，就没办法继续服侍了。
The slightest difficulty comes and then you won't be able to continue living.
弟兄姊妹，这是很实在的事情。
But this is a very real.
这是发生在我们身上每天的事情。
This happens. To us every day.
所以保罗才告诉我们说要把我们自己当作祭物放在这个祭坛上。
So therefore Paul tells us we have to offer ourselves up.
只有一个人站在这个根基上，他才有可能过基督徒正常的生活。
Only when they stand in this position can they live a normal Christian life.
当一个人把自己奉献给神的时候，
when a person offers themselves,
愿意在这个根基上学习操练过基督徒生活的时候，
when they learn to offer themselves up, can they learn how to?
底下保罗继续说，就不要效法这个世界。
And Paul continues to say, "Do not be conformed."
不，对不起，不是，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Oh, this is holy and acceptable to God.
他说这个奉献是一个圣洁的。
This sacrifice is holy.
这个奉献呢，是分别出来归给神的，所以神看是个圣洁的祭物。
This sacrifice is set apart, so the Lord sees it as holy.
我们知道分别出来，表明说神在这个人身上有个特别的目的。
So this setting apart, this consecration, that the Lord has something special for this person.
所以我们这些人被分别出来归给神，都有个特别的目的。
So for all of us who have been set apart, called to the Lord, have this special.
那个目的就是要把神的救恩把它表明出来。
And that purpose is to demonstrate.
把基督的生命把它表明出来，
to manifest Christ's life.
所以在神来看都是圣洁的。
So in the eyes of the Lord, they're all holy.
因为这个生命，有了生命才是个圣洁的生命，才能够被看为圣洁。
Because only if you have this holy life can you be kept.
所以我们在教会里面看见那些死的东西都是不圣洁的，因为都是污秽的。
So we see in the Old Testament all the dead things are unclean.
所以只有这个祭物是活的，在神来看才是个圣的。
Only if his sacrifice is living.
因着他是圣的，因着他是活的，所以神就能够喜悦，神就能够悦纳。
Only if it is holy and living, will God consider it acceptable.
神才能满足。
Only then will God be satisfied.
因为这些祭物都是按着神的心意在那过生活的。
Because all these sacrifices are living according to God's will.
我说这是一个侍奉。
So, Paul,
这是一个侍奉。
Paul says this is.A service.
他说这个侍奉是一个 如此侍奉是理所当然的。
This is a reasonable act of service.
什么是侍奉？
What is service?
放侍奉也多方面的意义。
Service has many different meanings.
我们知道，简单说，侍奉就是让神有所得着。
One simple definition is that the Lord can receive something.
就像旧约把祭物献到神面前，就是盼望神得着。
That if we offer sacrifice to the Lord, that the Lord would receive it.
现在保罗从第一章到第十章讲，把神的救恩讲完以后，让我们看见我们这些人已经从神有所得着了。
So we see in Romans 1 through 11 that Paul is saying that the Lord has already received us.
我们从神得到救恩，我们从神得到永远的生命，得到属灵的福气。
And we have received from the Lord this new life and all the blessings.
我们得到神的自己，主耶稣基督自己。
We have received the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
现在神要在我们身上有所得着。
And now the Lord wants to receive something from us.
神怎么在我们身上有所得着呢？是借侍奉，借着奉献。
So how can we receive something from us through our sacrifice?
所以当人在奉献自己的时候，神说这是一个侍奉。
So when we sacrifice ourselves, this has become a service of worship.
并且这样侍奉是一个理所当然的侍奉。
This is a reasonable or expected.
那意思说是本来就应该这样做的。
Means that you should naturally be doing it.
你若不奉献，就是不合理的。
If you don't do this, then you're being unreasonable.
因为在奉献的时候，不过是在重新的宣告、表明一件事情，我是属乎你的。
Because this service is to show that I belong to the Lord.
因为已经把我买赎回来，是归给你的。
Because you have redeemed me.
这本来就是这是理所当然的。
This is expected. This is what should have been done.
所以我们看见奉献不是好像特别做一个什么那个属灵的动作。
So we see that this sacrifice shouldn't be some special spiritual action.
原来我们在奉献的时候，神说这是本来就应该这样做的。
When we offer ourselves up, the Lord says this is what you should have done.
你若是不这样奉献的话，你是不对的。
If you don't offer yourselves up, then
你是不合理的。
You're being unreasonable.
感谢神。
You thank the Lord.
当人这样奉献的时候，神他就悦纳了。
When we offer ourselves up in this manner, then the Lord is pleased.
因为借着奉献要表明一个救恩的事实。
Because the sacrifice is represented in the Old Testament.
所以当人在奉献的时候，
so when people offer themselves,
自然而然他在那里所过生活呢，
and naturally they will begin to live this particular life.
就不会效法这个世界。
They will not be conformed to this world.
就不会效法这个世界生活形态，那些风气潮流，那些风俗习惯。
They won't be moved by the currents of the world.
就不会磨成那世界的样式。
And they won't be conformed into the image of the world.
因为我们已经不再属于这个世界。
Because we no longer belong to this world.
所以我们这个和这个世界没有什么相干。
So we'll no longer have this contact with.
我们有虽然活在这个世界。
Even though we live in this world,
但是我们因着蒙恩的地位，我们有另外一种生活方式和内容。
But because we have this new position and we have this new,
我们和这个世界有个分别在那里。
There's separation between us and the world.
我们不会跟着这个世界潮流而去。
We won't be moved by the.
人家喜欢什么，我们就喜欢什么。
When other people like something, we won't like it.
我想今天许多基督徒的生活，实在跟罪不一定有关系，不是跟罪没有什么关系。
So that a Christian life doesn't have anything to do with sin.
但是跟潮流有很大关系。
But with the current of the world,
不是那些行为不可以做。
It's not that we do things that we shouldn't be doing.
而是他那种行为就显明他是跟着这个潮流走。
But the way they someone lives, we can see that they are influenced by the world.
我举个例, 我想这不是, 我想没有定罪的感觉, 而是说明人就是跟着潮流走。
I'm not condemning them of sin, but that, that they have been influenced by the world.
以前旅游的时候重点都在, 我想应该很, 十几多年前, 旅游重点都在哪边? 欧洲是不是? 欧洲, 旅游, travel.
Okay. So, if you... In the past, that a lot of people like to travel to Europe.
所以很多人就跑到欧洲去玩。
And so they would go to Europe to you know vacation.
像过去几年呢, 重点又不一样了。
And a few years later, then the place to be changed.
往大陆跑。
And they would go to China.
你看今天多少人到大陆去旅游。
So today, how many people go to China to go on vacation?
99块就把你掳去了，是不是？
$99, you've been captured.
我实在是那个很笨，我都不知道这些 information 这些资料。
I must admit that I don't know these things too well.
有一次我到莫里斯潘去讲道。
One time I went to Morris Plains to speak.
他们就跟我讲说，今天人来的人数稍微少一点。
And they told me that, oh, today all the people that came are a little fewer.
他们说都到大陆去旅游了。
And they all went to China for vacation.
99块而已耶。
Only $99.
我才知道有99块这件事情。
So that's when I knew that there was this $99 deal.
现在呢, 以前都是在美国国内到一些开车啊坐飞机啊, 现在是往哪个方向走。
Before it used to be, you know, you would vacation within the United States, you know, by driving or taking a plane.
坐游轮。
So today, what do we do?
弟兄姊妹，这些不是说不可以去做啊。
But these aren't things that we forbid you from doing.
而是显明我们是跟着这个世界潮流走。But
it testifies that we have been drawn by the current of the world.
今天流行什么，我就跟着这个方向走。
Whatever is popular today, we follow.
今天人喜欢做这个，我就跟着这个事情去做。Today,
man might like to do these things, so I'll go do them as well.
我们就被磨成那个世界样式。So
we've been conformed into the image of the world.
显不出神儿女的那个该有的生活内容方式。And
we won't be able to demonstrate the light of a Christian of the God.
所以他这个不要笑话，翻得更好，应该说不要被磨成。
So the English translation here says, "Do not be conformed to this world. Do not be molded in the image of the world."
我们诗本389有这样的话。
Our hymn book, hymn 389, verses.
他说：“人啊，你爱何物呢？你就要像那物。”
Hymn 389, verse 2 starts, "Whatever thou lovest, man, that too become thou must."
如主，你若羡慕主。
You become like God if you love God.
你如土，你就你若木土。
And dust if you love dust.
意思就是说，你若要像主，你就要羡慕主。
So it says, if you want to be like God, then you have to love God.
你若是被磨成那土的话，就是因为你爱慕那个土。
If you've been molded into the image of dust, it's because you love the dust.
所以你看见今天多少神儿女，他生活让你看见。 跟基督徒没有太大差别。
So today we see a lot of God's children, they seem to be not too different from the rest of the world.
所以当一个人在那不奉献自己，在那自然而然他就不会效这个世界潮流。
So if someone offers themselves up, naturally they will not be conformed or molded into the
image. 然后他里面就心思就更新变化了。
And then naturally their mind will be renewed.
因为我们从前活在世界上久了。
Because we lived in the world for so long.
我们心思意念跟这个世界是很符合的。
Our mind and our way of life is
人所想的也是我们所想的。
What man thought, we thought as well.
人所爱的也是我们所爱的。
What the world loved, we loved as well.
但是现在因着奉献,
but today, because of our
sin, 慢慢里面更新了。
Then our minds are slowly.
我们思想意念慢慢改变了。
And our way of thinking is changing.
我们所思念的是天上的事。
And what we begin to seek is our heavenly things.
我们所爱慕的是主自己。
And that which we love is the Lord Himself.
怎么样能够心思意念改变呢?
So how can our minds be renewed?
我们知道主的话是什么?
We know what the word of the Lord is.
主的话这个道呢, 它原来意思就是思想意念的一个发表。
His word is
思想意念
is ideal.
所以我们看看神的话就是神思想意念的一个发表。
It's an expression of the Lord's intent.
所以一个人若是常读主的话，默想主的话。
So a man considers and meditates on God's word.
自然神的心思意念就在我们里面。
Then the Lord's will and His intent will be within us.
从前的世界想法观念就慢慢就出去，就减少了。
Then the worldly intent.
神的想法、神的意念就慢慢进到我们里面来。
Would go out, and then God's intent.
所以我们看见，当我们里面充满神的思想意念的时候，
we're filled with the Lord's way of thinking.
自然而然，我们在那就能够查验神何为纯全、可喜的旨意。
And we may prove that the will of God is good and acceptable.
我们在那就能明白神的心是什么。
And we understand what God's will and His heart.
因为神借着他的话，把他心意就放在我们心中。
Because through His word, He has placed His heart within us.
所以我们在生活形式里面，我们一举一动，我们就更能够合他的心意。
So when we live, then as soon as we move, we'll be pleasing to the Lord.
我们就更能够过一个正常基础的生活。
We'll be able to live a normal Christian life.
因为我们有一个好的基础。
Because we have a good foundation.
我们有一个根基在那里。
Foundation
因为我们生活都是根据这个基础，根据这个根基。
Because all of our life is based on this base and foundation.
我想这样的活祭就能够显在我们生活里面。
And thus we can show demonstrate that we have this life sacrifice.
我们这些被献在神坛上一个祭物，就能够在地上活得更好。
And that we would be able to live as a living sacrifice.
因为我们看见我们生活都不是根据我们自己。
Because we can see that our lives don't belong to us.
我们生活都是根据耶稣所完成的救赎的工作。
That we live according to the work of God's salvation.
我们站在这个恩典的根基上。
We stand in His place.
也因着这个恩典，因这个大爱，我们也把我们自己奉献给神。
And because of His grace and His great love, that we are willing.
当我们看见我们是属神的人，我们就愿意接受他在我们身上的工作。
And that we belong to the Lord, then we are willing to receive His work upon us.
我们在那就愿意学习舍己。
Then we can learn how to sacrifice.
在那学习放下自己。
Learn how to put down ourselves.
自然而然，这个祭在那就能活出来。
And then naturally, that offering.
把我们所得着那个救恩，把那个主耶稣基督的生命，就借生活、借服事，把它活出来。
Then by our life and our service, we will live the life of the Christ within us.
所以这个就是为什么保罗要开始讲到基督正常基督生活的时候。
So this is why when Paul talks about the beginning of a normal Christian life,
他让我们先看见我们生活的根基基础是什么。
He tells us what our foundation of our life is.
它是在祭坛上。
It is upon the altar.
只有一个人常常站在这个祭坛上，他才能够真正活出那个神所要的那种生活。
And only when we stand upon this altar can we live out the normal Christian life.
请讲到这里，请讲到这里。
This concludes our sharing. What a brother, say a prayer for us.